He did not let himself notice hunger or thirst, but the darkness creeping out from under the trees finally blurred his vision before he had anything that would support George. He had tried dragging 3 times, and all he had to show for it were the obvious scars in the forest soil. And now it was almost too dark to see. His hands were itching, burning, shaking, and when he tried to stand, cramps seized his legs and arms. He staggered. Now he was thirsty, his mouth burned. He took several steps toward the creek before he remembered.
No panic. Think.
But he could not remember when he had thought last. Days ago, it seemed. For a moment, it was hard to think where he was or why. Then it came clear. They had had supplies, of course they had, back where the trap was. He could get water there and food. He started back in the near dark, hoping he could recognize which dark blur was the right tree. The worst thing about being in a cave, Bubbles thought, was how you could lose track of time. They had drunk some of that cool, clean water, eaten a little food, and then, while trying to figure out all the things Kel left, day had turned to night. Even with night goggles on, she could see nothing. If they left the candle burning, anyone who looked in the entrance might see it sparkle on the water, and she didn't want to go outside and make sure no gleam showed through the leaves. Sleep came to them slowly, with many starts and twitches, but they were both still tired from the night before, and finally slept.
I'm not Bubbles anymore. I'm grown up now. I'm someone else, named Brun.
In the darkness, they could not tell how far off it fell, only that it was inside and not outside. Bubbles had slept with the goggles on, and when she woke, could just make out a paler smudge beyond the rock buttress. Rafa's hand reaching for hers almost made her squeak. She squeezed Rafa's hand and then put it aside. She would have to crawl to the edge of the buttress and look around to see how near daylight was. When she got to the corner of the buttress, she could see light seeping in from the entrance. Not as bright as the day before, if it was the day before, had they slept the clock around? But enough to show that no one was in the visible part of the cave. If someone had caused the rock fall, they were now out of sight. She started to creep around the buttress and realized suddenly that her knees were wet. The pool was rising. Yesterday, there had been at least 2 meters between the buttress and the pool, and 1 meter between the pool and the entrance. Now, the gleam of light reflecting from water extended to the entrance, perhaps even outside. She backed up until her feet bumped into Rafa.
I think it's raining. The pool's up.
Can we get out?
For now, yes. It's probably not more than a couple of centimeters at the entrance, and I doubt it goes much higher for long. That's never a large creek out there.
The creek bed? Yes, if it actually flows, it'll take care of our tracks coming in.
What about our tracks going out? And with water coming out there? Oh, it's obvious there's something inside.
Maybe we won't have to go out. Let's look.
Rafa lighted the candle lantern again, and they peered at the water, then the cave walls. A pale streak, topped by a dark one, ran along the wall perhaps knee-high. Farther up, a blurrier mark showed.
That's common. Probably a seasonal flood. And the other is older and rare. Didn't you say there were seasonal rains?
Yes, and this is supposed to be the dry season.
Rafa pointed to the lower mark.
Well then, I'll bet it won't get that high.
That's our lives you're betting.
That sounds like Bubbles and not Brun. It's our lives either way. If we go out now, they'll have nice muddy footsteps to show where we were. How long do the off-season rainstorms last?
Only a few hours, usually, but they can drop a lot of rain when they hit. Oh, I'm not used to being Brun, you know? It's going to take some getting used to. You're right. It's not likely to come up even as high as the wet season flood mark. And even if it does, we can climb. There are ledges. We can use Kel's floaters and weights to mark the pool's edge and see how fast it's rising.
She took down the pile of floats and poked the weight tied to one at the edge of the water. Luckily, they had a supply of candles for the lantern and need not sit in the faint light that came from around the buttress. A bar of concentrate eased the hunger pangs, but Bubbles would have been very glad of a hot breakfast. The cave's damp coolness no longer seemed a comfortable refuge from the heat outside. Slowly, the water rose. Each hour, Bubbles put another weight at the edge of the water. The first one now lay 2 centimeters under. The last, as the third hour came to an end, was hardly covered by a skim of water. Rafa gave Bubbles an affectionate shove.
Made it.
Rafa reached out and snuffed the candle in the lantern. Darkness closed around them. They dared not move, lest they trip on something and make a noise. Bubbles slipped the dark goggles back on to find her vision just as black. Then a ray of light flared across. Someone had flashed a light inside.
Nothing. There's water right up to the entrance. If anyone had come inside, we'd see the marks.
Maybe they got here before the rain.
Not likely. Nothing. No sounds, no movement. Nothing on IR scan.
Bubbles blessed the thick rock that lay between them and the entrance, and the cold cave water that had covered any mark they'd left. She had thought of the hunters having dark goggles. She'd forgotten the special equipment on the rifles.
What about those weapons?
Nah, they'll be basic by now. They don't have any way to invalidate them. Come on.
The light vanished. Bubbles realized she was shaking and tried to take deep, slow breaths. What had they meant the weapons would be basic by now? She reached out and found Rafa's shoulder. Rafa grabbed her back and they hugged, both of them still trembling. For an unmeasured time, they clung together until they were both breathing normally.
We were stupid. We didn't even have our weapons within reach.
Oh, it's so hard to believe. I keep remembering the old camping trips. We played at chase and smuggling and capture, but it was just play. Though we took it seriously then, and now it's real. Oh, but it's so hard to keep remembering that.
I'm going to check that rifle. It can't have a locator, or they'd have known it. Must have been something else. Ah, I see. That socket on the side must be for a computer link, probably an ID chip. That's what they meant by validation. None of the good stuff works now. The rangefinder, IR scope, all that. But it'll still fire.
Which means?
It can't see in the dark. We have to be better. But if we avoid them completely, we won't need them anyway.
Bubbles had forgotten the earlier alarm, the sound of falling rocks. But when it came again, she remembered. Something was in the cave with them. Her mind pictured all the large predators on the planet, even though she knew none were on the island.
What was that?
Bubbles lifted the rifle, although she had no target at all.
Rocks, I guess. Maybe the water loosened something and it just fell.
Ronnie had found the meager catch of food and water, and a couple of swallows restored some of his wits. He couldn't move George alone. Even if he got the vines woven the right way, dragging the travois alone would leave obvious tracks. He would have to find Petrus and the others, even though that had been against his orders. He sucked at a ration bar, letting the surface coating of salt and sugar revive him, then took another swig from the safe bottle. He shouldn't eat much, he remembered, if he was short of water. If only it weren't dark. If only his head didn't hurt. If only he had someone to help him. But reality settled on his shoulders like a cloak of misery. Dark, hurt, alone. Either he figured it out, or no one would. He made his way back to George's unconscious body in the dark, tripping more than once on unseen roots and stones. How long would the drug or poison keep George unconscious? He wished he knew more about drugs. He tried to redo the vines in the dark by feel, but his heart wasn't in it.